From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The pressure continues to expand air attacks on Islamic State. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, saying it will make the country safer. He said the attacks in Paris must act as a call to arms, but analysts have cautioned that the air campaign will not defeat the terror group or stop Islamic State-inspired attacks in Europe. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
From their base in Cyprus, British warplanes are already conducting airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. Prime Minister Cameron told British lawmakers that operation must be extended to the group's heartland in Syria.
We do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now.
British lawmakers will be given a vote on extending the airstrikes to Syria, but only when the government is sure the bill will not be defeated. The main opposition, Labour Party, has yet to declare its voting intentions. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Belgium lowered the terror alert in the capital city Thursday, 5 days after it was raised to the highest possible level, according to the government's crisis center. Brussels remains on high alert, however, following a 4-day security lockdown during which schools and the metro were closed. The security measures were taken because of fears that French and Belgian militants would carry out more terrorist attacks like the one in Paris on November 13th. Belgian authorities have been pursuing a Brussels man suspected of participating in the Paris violence and possible accomplices while they have arrested 5 people on terrorism charges. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande called for forming a broad international coalition against the Islamic State group, using his visit to Moscow Thursday to try to unite France, the U.S., and Russia on a response to the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. IS has claimed responsibility for that attack, for those attacks in Paris, as well as deadly bombings in Beirut and the downing of a Russian airplane on October 31st that killed 224 people on board over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Hollande told Russian President Vladimir Putin at the start of their talks at the Kremlin, "We need to take the lead so that there can be actions against terrorism that must be intensified." The Russian President Putin said that Russia was mourning for Paris victims and those who died in the downing of the Russian passenger plane over Egypt. He praised Hollande's efforts to build an anti-terror coalition and said that Moscow was open for stronger cooperation. Germany, meanwhile, has decided to send reconnaissance aircraft, tanker planes, and warship to help in the fight against IS. Hollande's visit comes 2 days after he met with President Barack Obama in Washington, where both leaders vowed to escalate air strikes against IS and bolster intelligence sharing. The Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 people in an attack Thursday on a village in Niger's southern border area of Diffa. Niger security sources said that militants arrived in the village of Gogon on foot and opened fire indiscriminately on villagers, adding that government troops pursued them. The United Nations has put at 50 the number of attacks and clashes between Islamist fighters and Niger troops since February, dozens of them in the Diffa region. A state of emergency has been declared there in a bid to boost security, but the attackers often flee across the nearby river that marks the border with Nigeria. About 150 schools with more than 12,000 pupils have been forced to close due to the attacks in Niger's southeast. The Global Terrorism Index, issued last week, said that Boko Haram has become the most deadly terrorist group in the world. Deaths attributed to the group in 2014 increased by 317% to 6,644. Thousands gathered Thursday at a university in Kenya to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis on a day declared a national public holiday in the African country. Francis arrived at the University of Nairobi on his Pope mobile, driving through massive crowds that had waited hours to see him. During the Mass, he addressed young people. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.